礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，下班后他跟美国同事 Amy 一起往外走。
Hi Amy， 哎，碰上你太好了。
I haven't seen you all day. Is there something on your mind？
你还记得不久前我们那儿来了一位坐轮椅的新同事吗？
Yes, and we talked about your being uncomfortable around her because you weren't sure what to do.
现在好多了，我们已经成了好朋友，要是我有什么地方做得不得体，他会直截了当地告诉我。
What do you mean?
比如说那天我们一起聊天，他就很客气地告诉我，不应该把他的轮椅当家具倚在上面。
It sounds as if you are handling this issue well.
可是啊，有时候遇到其他 handicap 的人，我还是有点不知所措。
First of all, you shouldn't refer to those people as handicapped. That is something of an old-fashioned term that is demeaning to many.
不说 handicapped, 那要说什么呀？
Refer to these people as having a disability. It shows more respect.
这么说是不是太笼统了？那别人可能还会问是什么样的残疾啊？比如说我们办公室的 Mary 就是个聋子呀。
If someone asks you what kind of disability, your response is not, she's deaf. Instead you say, she has a hearing impairment, or a hearing problem.
听力有障碍，那不就是聋子吗？这一回事儿啊。
I'll explain it tomorrow. I have to meet some friends for dinner right now.
那好，明天见。
第二天在办公室，陈豪和 Mary 见面了。
Hi Amy， 昨天你说呀，不应该说 Mary 是聋子，应该说 Mary 听力有缺陷，这是为什么？
Because then you are describing her by her disability. If she had a disease, you wouldn't identify her by that. For example, if she had measles, you wouldn't say, she's measles.
这倒也是，那除了耳朵聋，要说有听力缺陷，其他身体残障是不是也不能直说呢？
Nowadays, you wouldn't say that a person is blind. You would use the term visually impaired to describe the person.
不说盲人，要说视力有缺陷。那要是腿瘸呢？
Just say that he has a disability.
看来啊，在这方面我还真得注意，否则一不小心就会冒犯别人。Amy, 你还能再重复一下吗？
Sure. We say visually impaired,not blind. It's hearing impaired and not deaf. Use a person with a disability rather than crippled, and a person who uses a wheelchair rather than wheelchair bound.